This podcast is sponsored by Aurora Packaging Solutions, a global packaging solutions provider leading the transition to a more sustainably packaged future. They specialize in developing packaging and visual communication solutions that reduce the impact on the environment and bring sustainability goals to life. With a focus on partnership and service, they create a custom solution for your business. To learn more, please visit www.ororapackaging.com.
Welcome to Sustainable Packaging with Corey Connor. Today's guest is Mr. Jonathan Cage, the Director of Business Development at Impact ICPG. How are you, Jonathan?
I'm doing great, Corey. Super to see you.
Really good to see you again. We were just talking about before the show, we met at the Sustainable Packaging right. Coalition, which what an amazing organization that is, for sure.
Oh, it truly is. I'm just thrilled with the work that they're doing. Love going to the conferences. We went to a couple last year, and we're just going to continue on that journey.
I'm totally impressed with Paul Novak and what he's got going on in that. Yes. Just incredible. The whole group over there, my friend Danielle works there. It's just really good team.
Yes.
So, well, let's talk about you and your background a little bit. How'd you get into packaging?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I've actually been in packaging my entire professional career. I started off in flexible films and walking through, the plant, I was fascinated. I just absolutely fell in love with probably the smell and the plastics and the equipment. And so that's kind of where I really, got my feet wet, was in flexible packaging. And then I kind of transitioned halfway through my career into rigid packaging, into multi-layer, high barrier, co-extrusion type structures and things like that, and a variety of materials. And so sort of made that switch into the rigid field.
That's interesting. I hear that quite a bit, that people have spent their entire career in packaging. I think it's such a unique situation. It's such a unique, I want to say, just world. that we've walked into here, isn't it?
It's so fascinating to me, just all of the different types of packaging. And, we actually have formed this thing called CAP Team, which is crazy about packaging, because we are. and so whether it's flexibles or rigids or blow molding and new technologies and processing, love being in the packaging field and the packaging world.
Sure. Well, tell us about ICPG.
Sure. So ICPG basically is a sister division of Impact Plastics. We've got a couple of locations. Our headquarters are up in Putnam, Connecticut. And then we've got our other manufacturing facility, Hamlet, North Carolina, I'm located down in the Carolinas. And the ICPG division, which is our Impact Consumer Products group, is really primarily focused on rigid packaging for refrigerated through shelf-stable products. Mm-hmm. So, if you take, for instance, sort of creamers or applesauce cups or, condiment packaging, like the array trays and things like that, that's all products that we're making at ICPG.
Oh, fascinating. So I've got a list of questions here, and one of them is about polystyrene. Can you tell us how does that relate to what you're doing?
Well, it's a really interesting journey, Corey. About 10, 12 years ago, we were working with a couple of big CPGs who were at that time really trying to get out of polystyrene for a number of reasons. There's some Prop 65 issues, there's monomer issues, et cetera. So, there's a few things that are associated with styrene. Styrene is an amazing material. It's got so many capabilities, and it's a very difficult material because of those properties to replace, but it's come under fire. Right. And in the States, really the volume that we're dealing with in polystyrene, especially in form, fill, seal applications, is really not that great. So it makes it really more challenging, to implement that infrastructure at the MRFs, et cetera, to be able to collect that and get value out of polystyrene. Mm. Otherwise, it's been an amazing material that, I've worked with for many years. But because it's now moved, it's sort of out of favor, what our mission has been is to try and look at alternative solutions to replace styrene, which, is quite challenging on many levels.
Very important. I agree.
Very important. Very important. And, you know, if I can just sort of, you know, keep going here.
Go for it. Yeah, your show.
About 3.5 years ago, you know, we, after I joined ICPG, we identified a material that is pure polypropylene, but because of the technology and the resin and our manufacturing process, we were actually able to duplicate the properties of polystyrene. Wow. And so this opened up some really unique opportunities, because literally we had been chasing the proverbial unicorn for years. And it's like, where is that unicorn? And so it was being able to take polystyrene, replace it with polypropylene, and then run it on a form-full seal line. And so, you know, through experimentation, we did a lot of testing. We were sitting around the conference room, you know, and scored across the web after we had extruded it, and it snapped. And we're like, wow. You know, and we kind of looked at each other. And about that time, I think out of the corner of my eye, I saw the unicorn trotting across the parking lot. So I'm like, okay, we've got something here, people. Yeah. And it was tremendous. And so over the last 3 years, of course, you know, we timed it perfectly with the launch of COVID. And yeah, you know, it was like, wow, here we go. Yeah. So over about the last 3 years, we've really been able to refine and develop this polypropylene solution that can run on horizontal form-full seal machines to replace polystyrene at a very, very economical price point. Awesome. So it's been a great journey, and we've got trials going on 6 continents at the moment. So it's really, I think, not only is it kind of a unique development, it really, truly is providing some solutions, a sustainable solution, an alternative that the big brand owners, et cetera, can look at for form-full seal.
So polypropylene is number 5. If I'm correct, and polystyrene is number 6.
Yes.
And oftentimes when I hear polystyrene, or styrofoam as people call it, it's kind of the brand name, right. We're thinking of that white expanded polystyrene, which is impact resistant material that's used for heavy things like dishwashers and things like that. Yeah. But what you're talking about is, a lot of people don't understand this, that a lot of lids and a lot of cups and a lot of things that you wouldn't associate with that material are made with polystyrene.
Right.
And you're replacing them with a polypropylene material, which is significantly easier to recycle.
It really is. And, you know, and quite frankly, you know, I've been in love with polypropylene, you know, since I got into packaging. So I have a huge passion there. Yeah. But polypropylene is an amazing material, you know, as I'm sure you know, it has such a wide application range, you know, from hot fill to aseptic to, you know, freezer to microwave, and all of these things that polypropylene can do, and you can reuse it, you know, multiple times.
Yeah.
You know, then you combine that with some of the specific gravity or the density gain that you get with polypropylene, which is 0.9. So, you know, it floats, right? So unlike other solid materials which sink. So, you know, there's opportunities there to use different techniques for capturing and recycling. Mm-hmm. But to your point, a lot of it's used in single serve applications, you know, from little creamers to, you know, quite a number of applications in between.
Yeah, it's important to understand how these materials affect all of us daily.
Yes.
And we interact with plastic all day long, and we don't even realize it. And, you know, I've been asked oftentimes, why don't we just ban plastic? Well, here's a thousand reasons why we can't, and why we probably won't ever. And what I think is more important to discuss is what you're working on, which is making it easier to recycle.
Yes.
And potentially reuse.
Absolutely.
Which is wonderful. So well done to you and your team.
Oh, thank you.
You're calling it XPP. Is that right?
It is. It's XPP. You know, we came up, it's a branding thing, but it's actually now our entire platform. So we actually have an XPP platform. So we can run on, you know, various pieces of equipment. You can run it for, you know, quite a range of applications. But again, the beauty of it is, you know, beautiful organoleptics. So it's really got great taste and odor properties. You know, it looks beautiful. I mean, this is a this is our XPP material.
Crystal clear.
Yeah, you know, and it's got beautiful contact clarity. So again, you know, polypropylene, I think, is really the emerging target for, you know, us as an industry to really capture the value and, you know, the sustainability perspectives of polypropylene.
Yeah, well said. And do you think that it's possible that it will be curbside recyclable someday?
I do. I really do. I think that there are still, you know, challenges within the collection, especially when you get into single serve cups and things like that. But again, you know, with if we can capture it, there's a number of different ways that we can go. You know, it could go into durable goods. You know, we could feed it in into that stream. We could capture it and put it back in a multi-layer structure, you know, within the packaging itself. And that's really our ultimate goal, is just to create that circularity so that we're really utilizing the material rather than just, you know, keep on extruding and making more pellets. But again, you know, it's really exciting from that perspective.
Well done. One of the things we talk about quite a bit on the show is the need, when you replace materials with new materials, to also replace the equipment. Is it possible to run this material on equipment that's existing already?
It really is. And that's the beauty of what we've developed in the XPP platform, is the ability to replicate all of the properties of, you know, styrene in those applications, but then enable this material to run on platforms with minimal to, you know, minimal capital capex. You know, you get into some of these situations, you know, we manufacture polyester and propylene and, you know, and styrene and a few other ones. But when you get into some of those materials, changing those machines requires huge capital investment. Whereas with the XPP material, you don't. So it's a minimal investment to convert a machine from styrene to propylene. And again, you know, our driver really more than anything else is to try and come up with something that replicates those properties, but gives you more of a longer term sustainable solution, and actually, you know, improve your cost point too.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good news.
It is good news, because I've run into many, many people that are like, it's great, love it, but I'm just not going to pay for it.
Right.
And with this, you know, you can, if you start to look at the yield gain that you get, say, for polypropylene over styrene, you know, you improve it by 12%. That means 12% more containers out of a pound or a kilo of of a propylene. And then it gets even more significant when you look at PET. And I love PET, but, you know, there is that weight associated with that. So
it's an amazing thing to think about the whole system. And I think a lot of times people are overlooking, well, yeah, maybe the cost is less, but they're not realizing how much they're going to save in freight and how much they're going to save in logistics costs. If you can reduce your logistics by 12%, that's massive savings, especially nowadays with the cost of freight skyrocketing due to massive increase in demand.
True. No, exactly. You know, you get more product, it's lighter weight, you know, it checks so many boxes. And that's, you know, what I really love about polypropylene.
Do you think this material this XPP could replace expanded polystyrene eventually?
You know, expanded polystyrene, I've worked, you know, in the field and with foamed materials, etc. You can, but you would need to set up your extrusion systems and your process in order to manufacture that foamed polypropylene. But yes, that's very doable.
That could be good news. And if it's easier to recycle, that could be a big market.
Yes. Yeah, it could. I mean, I think that there's already those benefits that you get from natural polypropylene, but yes, you can take those to you know, refine it even further. You're not going to get that. So, you know, the EPS is more of a low density expansion, you know, so you get really big cell size and they're kind of random. But then there's a high density foaming process that I've been involved in over the years for yogurt cups and things like that, you know, where you have what's called a high density foaming. So, but again, you know, there is even more opportunity, you know, when we look at the material.
I'm amazed by the world of packaging. It's every episode I learn 10 new things, and it's incredible no matter how long I do this. So
right, well, keep going. You know, it's kind of my mantra is I love to learn every day.
Yeah, well, me too. Do you have any interesting stories about the process that you went through and how this kind of exciting journey took?
We do. You know, as I had said, we started, you know, looking for the proverbial unicorn, you know, several years ago. And, you know, once we got to that point, it was really, really exciting because we said, okay, well, now we've got a material that we believe has very similar properties to polystyrene. Now, what do we do with it? And so, you know, it's like, okay. So we started off doing thermoforming experiments on tooling that was built for polystyrene. And perfect. The beauty about this thing, it shrinks the same. And that's one of the big challenges with propylene is shrink and heat. And so as we were going along, you know, doing the development, we're doing great. We got through phase one, get into phase two. We're on a form fill seal machine, literally left the trial, and we're sitting waiting for our plane, and COVID hit.
And wow.
So it was like, wow, you know, we were really on a roll, which in some ways was kind of a blessing in disguise because it gave us more time to develop the data that we really needed to prove out what this material was capable of. And so, you know, we've been traveling to Europe, got great stories of getting lost in various countries and making it around the Periphérique in Paris and, you know, in heavy traffic. But it's been a really exciting journey.
That's cool to hear. And so you have been working on this in other parts of the world.
Yes, we're working on, like I had mentioned, you know, right now we've got trials going on 6 continents. Wow. So we're shipping out of the States. We're opening it up to licensing opportunities as well, because we really want to get this technology out there. We truly believe that on a global basis, this really could demonstrate some significant value and benefit. So yes, we are traveling globally.
Excellent. I think about this quite a bit. How do we solve this issue we have where we need to recycle? And it makes more and more sense to me, the more that I think about it, that we should use fewer types of materials really narrow down, like, okay, here's the 3 or here's the 4 that we're, that's it. And we're going to make these fit into these molds so that we can recycle them and so that they are valuable. One other thing I wanted to ask is about PCR. Have you tried this material with higher PCR contents?
Well, we can. I mean, you know, the structure that we have, it's a mono material multi-layer. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
So the incorporating PCR for us is just another layer, because we can extrude up to 9 layers. So we could encapsulate.
Amazing.
The real challenge, Corey, is, you know, you just mentioned it, you know, is simplification of materials and structures and being able to capture those streams. Mm-hmm. You know, there's PureCycle and all these guys, they're doing fantastic work on polypropylene, and there's lots of coalitions out there that are really, I think, doing, you know, the same things. And so I think ultimately, once we are able to get the infrastructure built to be able to capture the single serve, etc., boy, you know, is that an opportunity to just, you know, shoot off in a new direction for collecting it?
That's so true. And it's cart before the horse oftentimes, right? You have to make the material, you have to figure out the process, but then how do we collect it? Oh,
right,
wait, that's valuable now. We need that back. Can you send us, but it has to all be the same material. And I'm excited to see companies like Amp Robotics that are able to identify plastics through their layers and pick them out of a material recycling facility. So I think you're right. It's going to be easier in the future. It's going to be required by law in the future, which in my opinion is to recycle more and more.
Absolutely, Corey. I mean, I you know, that's very well said. We need to do it for our planet. We need to do it for our industry. We need to do it, you know, we need to help educate. We need to build these systems. And I don't think we're that far away. I look at what we do when we go to, you know, the conferences, et cetera. And it's always inspiring to me is to listen to, you know, everything that you know, people are working on, et cetera, and continuing to really drive solutions.
Yeah, Excellent and well said. Is there a specific brand out there that you're really like, hey, we worked on this and it was we were really proud of it? Or is that something you can share with us?
Well, you know, on a specific brand basis, what I can do, though, is I can tell you, you know, in the yogurt world, we've been working with, you know, some of the big CPGs, and it's just been such a pleasure working with them. You know, they get it. They understand it. They've made significant commitments for sustainability through 2024-25, and that's coming like a freight train.
Yeah.
And so it's just so exciting to work within the industry, the engineers, the packaging teams, et cetera, and the plants, in saying, hey, here's something new that could really be an opportunity for you guys to hit those goals. Right. You know, and again, as we had mentioned earlier, you know, with not such a significant capital investment for some of the guys out there.
And then you prove the success and it works. And then this company talks to that company and says, hey, have you tried this? Right. What if we bought this material together and we both used it? You know, our costs would go down, right? Things like that. You know, you start a buying group and then it's way more sustainable for everybody.
It is. Right. Yeah. That's our goal. That's my dream. My vision is to, you know, is to get this out there so that we can, you know, we can build that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Jonathan. This has been really awesome. What's the best way for us to get in touch with you?
You can reach out to us on LinkedIn or on Instagram, or you can reach us at icpg.co. It's a little bit of a different thing there, but yeah. So any of those, you know, or please, you know, reach out directly to me. Would love to have a chat, and you know, truly a pleasure. I was really looking forward to, you know, to getting together with you, and hopefully, you know, as we continue to drive this material solution, and you know, we can jump on again and maybe give you some updates.
That sounds wonderful. Yes, I'd love to see how things have progressed over 6 months or a year. It's been a fun part of this podcast. So thanks again.
Right.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Pleasure. Thank you.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
This episode is sponsored by SpecRite, the first purpose-built platform for specification management. So much has changed when it comes to packaging, and there's a new book to help you stay ahead of the curve, The Evolution of Products and Packaging, written by longtime packaging executive Mr. Matthew Wright, helps you unpack industry trends and explains how you can use data to drive packaging, innovation, and sustainability. Download your free copy today at specright.com/book. That's specright.com/book.